Administration.
We'll take your calls on anything. Call us here for sports. Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Zorak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Welcome in Bruins defenseman Derek Forbert, who joins us here on the show. Derek, how are you?
I'm good. Just leaving the rink. How you guys doing?
Good. Did you get booted off that text chain of COVID survivors, the guys who hadn't had it yet?
Yeah, the tribe had spoken. I got booted out right away.
Oh, that's brutal. Too bad. That's too bad.
Do they like put them like in a different... Did they put them in a different part of, like, the locker room? Like, in a bubble?
What's that?
Do they separate guys, like, with the COVID guys from the non-COVID? Like, do you really keep you guys separate?
Well, as soon as there's a positive test, they do everything to, like, keep that person away from everyone. I was, like, in a hotel room in Florida by myself when I found out, so it was pretty easy not to see the guys anymore.
Yeah, that doesn't
which
sound
was,
fun.
Which was sad.
Yeah. What happened last night in that game you played in? That hockey game didn't go so well for you and your teammates.
No, it wasn't pretty. I don't know. I guess that's just what happens when you're not ready to play, and they took it to us.
Did you know kind of like right away? I mean, it was obviously not 7-1 immediately, but did you have a sense, and do you have a sense when a game is going to go that way early on?
It was like, were we down 3 or 4-1 in the first period? So you got the sense pretty quickly that was, our night. And at that point, you just kind of try to get back to basics and get back to playing, simple hockey. But it sucks, but you got to move on.
Bob Beers was in the earlier today, and he was talking like, at games like that, even good teams, they're going to have 25 games during the season where they play great. They're going to have 25 when they just stink it up, and it's kind of what you do in that remaining 25 or 30 games. So I guess the question is, how do you think you're playing in those other games that could go either way? When you're not lighting it on fire and you're not stinking it up, how are you guys playing in that remaining third?
That's the thing. Like, there's so many games, your team's not going to be like really on its A game every single night, but I think it's important to win those games where maybe you're on like your B game, or you can just kind of grind those ones out. Those games are what eventually kind of separates you in the standings.
A lot going on in that car right now.
When you know what I ended up doing? Like, when my car dinged, I took the seatbelt, buckled it, and then, like, I sit on top of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like yelling at me moment. My airbags, like, get out of here, man.
Yeah, like, get out of here. Airbags are so stupid.
What's wrong with your airbags?
I don't know. There's just always something in my life.
Serious question. Have you ever gotten hit by one? Like, I've been in multiple wrecks.
Oh, really?
And I mean, it stuns you. It takes your head off almost.
No, I've never had one go off.
Oh, lucky man.
But I feel like I'm pretty due for that. So maybe this is the car ride.
Oh, I hope not.
No.
So is someone who's been hit with airbags while he's been sitting on his seatbelt. So thank God. So, thank God you didn't get ejected from the vehicle. So as far as I heard Patrice Bergeron last night basically say burn the tape as it relates to that game. Is it sometimes just easier to move on from a game that is so lopsided and you want to completely forget about?
Yeah, I mean, we did a little video today on it. There wasn't like a ton of good. There wasn't really much good things he could show. So, we just tried to learn a couple things. And then we went out and we had a good practice. So it's, we're just looking forward to tomorrow.
All-star game, obviously in Vegas. Bergeron's going. Marshy didn't get the call. You think he got snubbed based on the type of year he's had?
I mean, I mean, all three of those top guys are very deserving to go. I think it kind of sucks that, you know, you need one guy from every team. I mean, the fact that Marshy's not there, it's just kind of just doesn't really make a lot of sense. But that's the way the league does it. And I don't know. It sucks. Like, you're not seeing a lot of, like, kind of really good players because, like, you need someone from every team.
Yeah, it's not like it's in Ottawa. It's in Vegas this year. That's the one you want to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple days on the Strip. How far are you?
All right, Derek Forbert is with us. What has it been like having Tuukka Rask back in the mix? I know that you were not his teammate prior to this, but you have teammates that love him quite a bit and have expressed that in recent days.
Yeah, I mean, he's awesome. Like, he's just he's such a good personality and such a good guy, and he's such a funny guy too. So it's awesome to have him back there, and you know, it just sucks we couldn't played a little better for him last night, but it's cool watching him in practice, how good he is. Like, it's pretty crazy how easy he makes the goaltending position look. But
See, that's funny you bring that up, because Hardy has talked about that multiple times. We've been down to the Warrior and we've interviewed guys. They talk about, you know, when Tuukka's in his zone, because, you know, we could really put one on him in practice. We think that's the best shot we've had in, what, two, 3 years, and he just makes it look easy. Like, he's that damn good.
Yeah. I mean, not like I'm like this, like, sniper, but, like, there's times where, like, I'm coming down and I'm like, ooh, like, there's some nice net to shoot at, and then he just, like, makes me look like an idiot for even thinking I could go there.
All right, Derek.
Okay.
Well, appreciate your time today. Thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
See you, bud. Right,
Derek.
Take it easy. Not a single swear today. Not a single one.
Disappointing.
I want to know how Tuukka's funny. I should have asked him.
Like, funny, like he amuses them?
Or like, funny, like he's
uh-huh. Funny how?
Like he's a clown?
How is Tuukka funny? Is he cracking jokes?
Finished jokes?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got good jokes. A cut-up? Pratfalls?
Does he pretend to be Cindy Lou Who's father?
All right, that's like, not Ooh. Necessary.
Tuukka Dice Clay?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like naughty nursery rhymes, funny.
Tuukka Dice Clay. Tuukka Dice Clay. Jack and Jill walk up the hill.
Ho!
What a show today.
So you're not back tomorrow, huh?
I don't think so.
You really need to be, especially for those phone-in interviews. The delay is brutal.
It's, yeah, it's uncomfortable.
It's so fluid.
Even so, now. Okay, let's do headlines.
Okay.
He's gone, you know.
What did he say?
Said there's no Forbert anymore. We don't have to have these delays.
He's gone. Okay, fine. Let's get right to the headlines. It is 1:30. Big anniversary today, Zoe.
I saw that.
Yeah, well, we can touch on that and get back to the calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.